This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! A three-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
All right, let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited, thrilled, delighted to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. We have so much to talk about over the course of the next 4 hours. We have spent a lot of time over the last 10 shows or so discussing what the Chiefs are going to do at wide receiver. They have made a move. The Chiefs have acquired DeAndre Hopkins. Now, if you haven't heard the full compensation of the deal, we'll get that to you coming up momentarily. Let me give you a rundown of what we have planned on today's show. James Palmer, formerly of NFL Network, is going to be on the show coming up in about 15 minutes. Zach Bingham, our guy from Tennessee, is going to be on the show coming up in exactly 1 hour. Josh Briscoe is going to be on the show today. Danon Hughes, who played wide receiver in the National Football League, also on the Chiefs Radio Network. Sam Munson is going to be on the show today. So we have this move covered from all angles today. There is no other place you should be listening to if you want the best reaction to what happened earlier today regarding the Kansas City Chiefs, the Tennessee Titans, and DeAndre Hopkins, then with right here with us on The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. We will get to the particulars of this move. I will tell you what I really like about this move. I will tell you what scares me about this move. We'll get to that in just a bit, but first, let's give you a chance to win a pizza.
Time on The Drive. Carrington, dial me up right now. Call number 6, 913-586-7965. Call number 6 wins a pizza from our friends over at Pizza Tasio. Pizza Tasio is Kansas City's best New York style pizza, and they have taken over Kansas City. They got locations in Waldo, Belton, North KC, OP, and Midtown. Pizza Tasio also has a killer selection of craft and local beers plus unique wines. So whether it's slices or whole pies, be sure to visit them now at pizzatasio.com. That's pizza TASCIO.com.
All right, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day right here at 2 o'clock. Number two, I need you to tell one friend. I don't need you to tell two friends that if you want reaction to DeAndre Hopkins being the newest member of the Chiefs, and you also want some of the best pizza in town, the best place to do that is with us right here on 96.5 The Fan. All right. Over the course of the next 4 hours, you are going to hear a lot of my thoughts. You're going to hear a lot of Rob's thoughts. We're also going to take your phone calls and get your reaction to this move. Let me give you my initial reaction to this trade. If I had to give it a grade, I would give this trade a B+. I think there are two different sides of this move. If you were talking about the acquisition of the player, I would give that portion of this trade an A. The Chiefs clearly had a checklist of what they wanted to do and what they were willing to spend. I don't believe the Chiefs were willing to spend a top 100 pick to go get a wide receiver. That scratches Deontay Johnson off the list. That scratches Amari Cooper off of the list. So if you are going into the trade deadline with a clear budget of what you are willing to spend and what you are not willing to spend, we need to improve at the position, but we also don't want to spend a top 100 pick. Who is out there? Who can help us? Who fills a void that we currently have on the roster? I think they 100% accomplished that with this move of DeAndre Hopkins. You were talking about a big, physical, reliable wide receiver with his hands, a guy who is going to run correct routes, a guy who is going to be dependable, a contested catch guy. Under the Brett Veach and Andy Reid era, they have never acquired a wide receiver like this. This team desperately needed reinforcements. You are not going to be able to go through the next 3 months of NFL action with the wide receiver room that they had. So they had to do something. So armed with that information, you went into the trade deadline and you got a borderline Hall of Famer, a Hall of Fame possible wide receiver. You got him at half price. The Tennessee Titans are eating 50% of his remaining contract. That's around $2.7 million. So Tennessee is going to cover $2.7 million. The Chiefs are going to cover $2.7 million. You traded a fifth round pick that can be a conditional fourth round pick. If the Chiefs make the Super Bowl and DeAndre Hopkins plays in 60% of the remaining snaps for the Kansas City Chiefs, from a player acquisition cost, there is absolutely no reason to push back on this trade. Sure, I wanted the Chiefs to go get Amari Cooper, but for the cost in which it was to acquire DeAndre Hopkins, there is a very, very fair argument that this is the trade that you rather make than Amari Cooper. I will contend that Amari Cooper is the better player of these two, but he also cost more than DeAndre Hopkins. He was a third round and a sixth round pick. This is just a fifth round pick that you were hoping turns out to be a fourth round pick because you meet the criteria in order for it to bump up and be a fourth round pick. So from the acquisition cost of this move, you will never hear a complaint from me about it. I don't care if DeAndre Hopkins gets hurt in a month. It was the right move. It was a smart gamble for the Kansas City Chiefs to acquire a very reliable, a receiver who I still think has some gas left in the tank. I love the acquisition cost of it. I'm going to play two cuts for you in the open here. I'm going to play Zach Bingham. He covers the Tennessee Titans. He has seen every snap of DeAndre Hopkins over the last year and a half. This is what he says Kansas City is getting in D-Hop.
A honed-in, excellent route runner that can be reliable and get to a spot. And the quarterback that the Kansas City Chiefs have can put it on that spot. And I also think you talk about a distraction to a defense while they're honing in on all of these speed guys and Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes' running ability. I think DeAndre Hopkins can find himself in space, and he may not outrun, you know, a corner or a deep safety, but he still can get first downs and get big chunk plays to put the Chiefs in position to score. So it is, I agree with you, it's not the traditional Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver that we've seen, but I actually like it for the Chiefs. I think that you kind of got to go against the grain, and DeAndre Hopkins, I think, fits the mold of that. Can he come in and make an impact? We'll find out shortly.
So that is Zach Bingham of A to Z Sports in Nashville. He has been covering the Tennessee Titans and has been following and watching DeAndre Hopkins over the last year and a half. Now, the reason I cannot give this a full A grade and why this is a B plus move to me for the Kansas City Chiefs is this is not a move that does not come without risk. You were talking about a 32-year-old wide receiver who has now played for three teams over the last four seasons, and you were talking about a player who is currently playing with a knee issue. So this is not a perfect player by any means. I want to play for you what Sam Munson had to say. So you heard some of the positives of what DeAndre Hopkins is. And I think he is a lot of those things. And the Chiefs currently on their wide receiver room, they do not have a contested go over the middle, at least not healthy. Juju's not healthy. Rashee Rice is not healthy. They do not have that kind of receiver in their room. They don't have that level of proven productivity. They don't have that reliability when it comes to hands. Almost every receiver that they have currently on their team, hands are a question mark. DeAndre Hopkins has not dropped a pass since he was in Clemson. He is one of the most reliable wide receivers in the National Football League in that aspect. But I want you to keep in mind that this is a player who is 32 years old. This is a player who is playing for his third team in his last four seasons. This is a player who is currently playing with the knee issue. This is Sam Munson telling you some of the good and also some of the bad about D-Hop.
not the player that he used to be. He's not a, you know, truly elite number one receiver, but he can still play. There's just a couple of elements to his game that aren't really there anymore. He doesn't have the top-end speed to take the top off of defense anymore. He can still win vertically, but it's going to be on contested catches, or it's going to be on route-running savvy and alignment. And then he's lost a bit of juice off the line of scrimmage. That initial burst isn't the same as it used to be. But he understands defenses. He can still separate at the break in his routes. He can still understand where the gaps are in zone. And for the kind of role that I think the Chiefs are going to want him for, a guy that can replace what Rashee Rice was doing and what Juju Smith-Schuster was doing, that chain-moving possession guy, I think it makes a ton of sense.
All in all, before we're joined by James Palmer, this is probably the best way to sum up how I feel about this trade and this acquisition. The Chiefs needed a car and didn't have a whole lot of money. And some of you have been in this position. Maybe you were buying a car for yourself. Maybe you were buying a car for your 18-year-old who is about to go off to college. You want to get that individual a car. You also don't want to spend a lot of money to do so. So you know what? You get yourself a car that's got 120,000 miles. You get a nice Honda Accord. That's what I think the Chiefs got earlier today with DeAndre Hopkins. Maybe he is a little better model than a Honda Accord, but you got yourself a car that can be very, very reliable, that has high miles. Maybe that car lasts you for the next 2 years and it will get your son and daughter through college. Maybe that car breaks down in 8 months and it's that age-old saying of you get what you pay for, but you had to figure out something because you were not going to be able to take your son and daughter back and forth to school. That's what I think the Chiefs did earlier today. The Chiefs needed a vehicle. You needed to figure out a way to get to work. You needed to figure out a way to get to school or whatever your responsibilities are. And that's what they went out and did today. And I think they got a car at a pretty decent price. They didn't get a high-end car, but you got a reliable, dependable vehicle. And that's what I think DeAndre Hopkins is. I like this trade. If you were asking me to give my grade on this trade right now, I'd give it a B or a B plus. I'd give it an 87 to 89% trade. I like this move. I think there are a lot of reasons to love this move, but this is not a move without warts or without flaws, but that's what the trade deadline is. There is a reason why DeAndre Hopkins is available. There is a reason why a team was willing to eat half of his contract and take a fifth round pick to get him off the roster. But if you were Kansas City, you needed a wide receiver by any means necessary, and you got one who was going to come into Kansas City very, very motivated. For the first time in probably his career, he has a chance to play in meaningful, important games. And we can talk more about this. If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, DeAndre Hopkins is going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and that has to be a motivating factor for someone who has never really been in a great quarterback situation. You now enter in the best quarterback situation in the National Football League. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by James Palmer, formerly of NFL Network. We'll get his thoughts on the Chiefs making a trade today to acquire DeAndre Hopkins. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are very happy right now to be joined by our first guest of the day, James Palmer. He is one of the best NFL insiders. He does fantastic work for Underdog and also Bleacher Report. Happy to get his thoughts on the trade that sends DeAndre Hopkins from Tennessee to Kansas City. James, man, how have you been?
I've been good, man. It's been a minute. Good to hear your voice. Good to chat a little Chiefs. That's been a hole in my coverage lately. You know, I usually spend so much time in Kansas City. Now we're back talking Chiefs. So let's get after it. Let's do it.
Absolutely, man. Let's start with this. You certainly know a lot of the behind the scenes. How did this deal come together between Kansas City and Tennessee?
Yeah, you know, they've been sniffing around, and we all know this. And they were going to be really diligent with how they went about it, Kansas City, and they were going to evaluate themselves, the market, the way the rest of the receiver market was going to go in terms of trades. I think there might be another, like, four or five receivers that get traded before the deadline, I would think. And getting a chance to evaluate all of it, because there wasn't a rush, to my understanding, to go and sign somebody. Like, it was going to be like, let's see where we're at. And let's see how this thing goes. And then the Juju injury happens, and it's kind of like, you know, you're seeing how you're playing and going, yeah, we got to make a move. And I was hearing, you know, a couple of days ago, it was like, yeah, we're going to make a move. We're just going to evaluate what we need to do. And the way that this deal ended up happening is for, you know, is like a lot of deals. A lot of boxes need to be checked for a trade to end up happening. And for the Chiefs, it was, we didn't want to give up a day one or day two pick. We know they had 2 third-round picks in this upcoming draft, but they really wanted to make sure that they didn't do that. They didn't have a whole lot of salary cap stuff, so how could we find a way to get somebody that where, you know, they're in a situation where the opposing team, they're a team that sees departing, is going to be able to eat some of that money. How much is it a fit for us? And all of those boxes need to be checked. And DeAndre Hopkins checked every one of those boxes with the way that this trade went down. And I think also, you know, you can say, like, they usually are comfortable going after guys that know their system really well. DeAndre Hopkins doesn't. But the amount of work they put into, my understanding, prior to the 2023 season when they were interested in him in free agency plays a part in the knowledge you have of the player, of the work that Andy Reid and the staff probably put into telling Brett Veach, we can do this, this, and this with him. You didn't get him then, and now you wind up getting him now.
That's my favorite thing about this trade, or what I think the biggest win is for Kansas City, and you just explained it there. It is clear that the Chiefs had a checklist. Like, they went into this trade deadline, all right, this is our budget, this is what we are willing to spend. And the fact that they come out of it with that budget and with those restrictions, and they get a guy who is a borderline Hall of Famer, I mean, this is a really big win, I would say, for Kansas City.
Yeah, I think the way you put that, honestly, is really, really accurate, because oftentimes, teams get themselves in trouble when they reach, and everybody usually reaches when they have needs, right? And whether it's in free agency, whether it's during the trade deadline, or whether it's during the draft. You know, everybody says they go for best player available in the draft, but it needs get in the way, and they're in desperate need of a receiver. And I think the restraint is probably the best word that Brett Veach has shown in going and landing an addition in the receiver group. Is extremely telling by how the Chiefs operate. They've been very good in the draft. You don't want to give up a lot of picks because they've drafted really well. When you have high contracts like a Patrick Mahomes deal, like, you operate differently. Look what's happening in Buffalo. Like, you have to change the course of your roster when, you know, the bill comes on massive quarterback contracts. And, you know, you have other guys on this team that need to get paid. So, like, you have to navigate all of this. And then being very measured in how they went about this, I think – probably pays a greater dividend than reaching for maybe a player that could be a little bit better, we'll see, or a better fit, and reaching in terms of the compensation you had to agree to.
That leads me to my next question. Now that we know what the trade compensation is on both sides, what do you think is the better trade? Do you think it's trading for Amari Cooper and with what Buffalo gave up for him, or do you think it's this trade to go pick up DeAndre Hopkins?
Well, I'll give you this, because I know the Amari Cooper trade pretty in depth, and the Browns are willing to part with him for a few reasons. One, he was kind of underperforming in their mind in the way that he was playing. He was not part of their plans in the next season in Cleveland. That's the case with both of these receivers. And then they never thought they were going to get a third round pick. I mean, I'll be honest with you. The Browns were like, we're going to get a third. Because, you know, there were some late pick swaps, but essentially they got a third round pick for Amari Cooper. They did not think that they were going to get that from the Bills. And with everything that I just said, and I think Brandon Bean's a very good general manager, what's the difference between the two, right? I mean, there is a desperate need for an outside wide receiver. I talked to enough, you know, defensive coaches around the league that actually faced the Bills and were like, they've become easy to defend. They can't attack outside the numbers, so that we can clog the middle of the field and, you know, kind of creates a big issue with what they're doing offensively. I don't want to say the Bills panicked, but the Bills knew they needed to make a move.
And you could say they probably reached a little bit further than, say, the Chiefs did in trying to make their deal happen. So I would say as of right now, it's hard to evaluate it considering Hop hasn't played a single down or attended a practice yet. But I would say they were a little bit more restrained in how they went about it, and the Bills definitely reached a little bit more in how they went about their trade.
Right now we're talking to James Palmer. He is an NFL insider for Underdog and also Bleacher Report, getting his thoughts on the DeAndre Hopkins trade. I'm a little bit surprised by this move through this lens. This is very different than the kind of receiver that Kansas City usually goes for. Like, they usually go for the Xavier Worthy, the Mecole Hardman, the Sky Moore. They like a 6'1", wiry, fast wide receiver. That's not what DeAndre Hopkins is. This is very different than the wide receiver moves they've made over the last 3-4 seasons.
Yeah, but I would also counter that with this kind of the style of play Hop plays. And listen, I've known this guy for a long time. I did his first interview with him when he arrived in Houston after he got drafted 27th overall. And I've known him during his time in Houston and up until now. But his style of play, to my understanding, there are people in the Chiefs building that think it fits Patrick Mahomes very well. It is a really sort of a feel style of play. I don't want to make a comparison to the way Travis Kelce plays, but it is similar in that sense of having a lot of feel in your game, a lot of feel in your routes, a lot of feel for space. Now, I think those are the guys that Patrick actually does thrive with. If you're gonna ask me the style of player that he usually thrives with, I think it's guys that know how to create space, find space, and specifically in the red zone. I think that's where Hop is probably going to thrive for them. But also, like you mentioned, the speed guys and the wiry guys and Xavier Worthy and things like that. I think Rashee Rice has almost the exact same build as DeAndre Hopkins. It really is. And so I could see him being that underneath guy, the guy across the zone on a shallow cross that knows how to, you know, find and manipulate his speed throughout that route to find the holes in his own. I think that does kind of fit what the Chiefs are looking for to fill. I just think we've always been enamored maybe with the sexiness of some of these speed guys.
James, what concern do you have about his knee? This is a guy who possibly required surgery back in July. He's been sort of playing through it. We got a long way to go until we figure out who's going to represent the AFC and NFC in the Super Bowl. How confident are you in his knee and his ability to hold up physically over the course of the next 3-4 months?
Yeah, I don't want to misspeak. I don't know a ton about, like, you know, where it stands with the knee right now. I'll just say this. The guy's 32 years old. Nobody has more catches, yards, or touchdowns than DeAndre Hopkins since he came into the league. And you don't get those numbers without hardly missing time. And I know age is undefeated and father time is undefeated. And, you know, Travis Kelce's fighting that right now in Kansas City. And if you bring it up about him, man, Chiefs fans will rip your head off. So maybe you can say it about DeAndre Hopkins right now. Like, at 32, I'll say this. The guy's barely missed time in his NFL career. Go look at his stats. He plays almost, well, most of his career during 16 games, not 17. But he plays almost every game every year. So I know there is an issue with the knee. I know that the issue with the knee isn't a reason why he's departing Tennessee. And he has always found a way to get on the field. And I think that's kind of the way I would look at it right now. I know there's time, but I know they want to spread this ball around, and they could be having some other help from some other guys coming back on the back end of this season as well, though.
James, let's talk more specifically a little bit more about the fit for DeAndre Hopkins in this offense. We mentioned, like, the style of receiver and kind of receiver that he is. You certainly know the drops have been an issue for this team over the last two and a half years or so. DeAndre Hopkins has not dropped the ball since he was at Clemson. He has one of the more reliable hands in the National Football League. Like, this team to me needed a very reliable, dependable third down option, a guy who could turn third and six into a first down. And that's what DeAndre Hopkins has been since he got into the league.
I think that's exactly right. I think that is exactly who he is. I mean, this is a guy who there's been an argument has, you know, maybe with Larry Fitzgerald, has like the best set of hands we've seen in recent memory. And they're freakish. I mean, they're huge. I think they're 4X gloves, if it doesn't mistake me. He doesn't drop balls. And I think that's what you also need. I mean, what did we see last year as a team that we kept saying, you know, that some of the explosiveness is gone, and that's what they wanted to get back this year. They wanted to get back to, you know, being a deep threat and creating more explosives down the field. But this past year when they couldn't do it, they did become a team that was getting pretty good at, I don't want to say dink and dunking down the field, but being very meticulous with their drives and putting longer drives together. I think DeAndre Hopkins fits that as a chain mover, as a really physical receiver, as a contested catch receiver. I would say his ability in the 50-50 ball is maybe, you know, I don't know if Patrick's ever played with a receiver like this, to where if you want to throw it in his vicinity during the majority of DeAndre Hopkins' career, it's either he's catching it or it's incomplete. Like, his ability in a contested catch is outstanding, especially during the sideline, through the middle of the field, and his physicality. He's one of the strongest pound-for-pound guys in the NFL during most of his career. So I think what he does fit in terms of the fit of what they want to do offensively, he's going to move the chains for you, and he's going to bring some relief off of Travis Kelce. And you're going to have the ability to have multiple options now that can just move the chains. I don't think he's a down-the-field threat he used to be. He was never the fastest guy coming into the league. I think he was 4-5 when he came into the NFL, which right now, in terms of receivers in today's day and age, is like a slug. But he has gained speed faster than you think he is. He's extremely physical, and he moves the chains. I think that's what he's going to be, and specifically also add an added element to your red zone. But I do think, you know, to tack this on, they're getting a run-game identity more and more as an offense. And so I think this allows you to be a little bit more balanced as well.
Right now, we're talking to James Palmer of Underdog and also Bleacher Report for a couple more minutes here. Two final questions, James. I appreciate your time. The first question is, I'm wondering if there is another move that is coming. Now, I don't know if the Chiefs are going to take a big swing in that regard, but I could see them doing a pick swap to maybe go get a Darius Slayton, or I could see them bringing back DeMarcus Robinson. This team still has other needs at wide receiver. Could you see them making another move between now and November 5th?
I never want to say never. I don't. You could say, yeah, the room needs some help for sure. But if you're working one guy in that doesn't know your system, and you're going to start working in another guy that doesn't know your system, maybe if it's like, if it's Robinson, then yeah, like he knows it and it's a little bit different. And maybe that's an added guy, you know, a guy that knows your system. But my sense is trying to work two guys in and teach them, you know, both your system, it might be a recipe for some issues. I just look at this team going, do you need to make that move? Hopkins adds another element to your passing game. I think Travis Kelce is going to get better as the year goes on. I really kind of feel like this is a slow play type of thing, and they need him down the stretch, and he knows that, and the Chiefs know that. Noah Gray is an added weapon. They run more tight end sets. They're running the ball, like I mentioned, more and more. There's an opportunity, to my understanding, to have Marquise Hollywood Brown back for the postseason. And you also want to continue to try to grow Xavier Worthy like you did in Rashee Rice's rookie year a season ago. So I don't know if it's a need. If the price is right and the fit is right, like we started this conversation, possibly. But I don't know if it's actually a direct need to go out and get another guy now after you've gotten DeAndre Hopkins.
James, if you had to give a letter grade for this, what would you give? I'm currently at a B+. I think this is a really good move for a lot of reasons, but I also want to keep in mind that they are trading for a player who has played for three teams over the last four seasons and currently has a knee issue. But for what the Chiefs need at this point and the acquisition cost, I don't find a whole lot of negatives with the move. I would give it a pretty high grade. Where are you now on this trade?
Yeah, I'd probably be right about there with you. I mean, they also had, you know, Tennessee to be able to eat, I think, almost $3 million of what he has remaining, which I think is like $9 million or something, because they didn't have a whole lot of flexibility in terms of financials, which also plays into a part if you want to add another receiver financially. You're going to have to figure that out as well. But, yeah, I think it's about there. I think he didn't mortgage the future as well on a rental because, you know, he signed a two-year deal a year ago. So he's a free agent after this season. Oftentimes you don't want to, you know, I don't know if I see this, like you're re-signing DeAndre Hopkins back, you know what I mean, after this year. So oftentimes when it's that situation, you don't want to give up a whole lot of draft capital. So yeah, I would say it's right in that range. And I still think like this team has enough ways to win. Do you think you need a Pro Bowl, which he has been many years, performance from DeAndre Hopkins this season to get back to the Super Bowl? I don't know if they do. And I think that's why they were smart with how they went about this, because this team has a lot of other ways they can still win. He doesn't need to be like coming in, you know, option number one every single week moving forward.
That is James Palmer joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work with Underdog, also with Bleach Report. He's one of our favorite reporters and friend of the show. James, great stuff today, man. Appreciate the insight and the thoughts, man. Happy you could hop on with us today.
For sure. It's been a minute. Hit me up again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is James Palmer of Underdog and Bleacher Report joining us on the show today. Someone on the text line made a very, very good comparison that I want to share with you guys, at least in regards to what you could potentially expect from D-Hop the rest of the season. I would absolutely sign up for this. Text line 913-586-7965. C-Dot, I just hope he can be Odell with the Los Angeles Rams. If that's the version of DeAndre Hopkins that you get, absolutely. Odell Beckham in 2021 played 8 games with the Rams, had 27 catches for 305 yards and 5 touchdowns, and really started to get going the second half of the year. And I thought was really, really good for them in the postseason that year as well, and was having a good start to the Super Bowl before the torn ACL. We all know about Odell's injury history and his struggles, certainly when it comes with knee injuries. But if you're the Rams, you're really happy with that trade and how it all came together for you. I think that's a really, really good comparison for DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, that year in the postseason, Odell Beckham had 4 catches for 54 yards, 6 catches for 70 yards, 9 catches for 113 yards, and had 2 catches for 52 yards and a touchdown in the Super Bowl before he went down with the knee injury. If you were telling me that we could look into our crystal ball and you were telling me that DeAndre Hopkins has the same impact for the Chiefs that Odell Beckham had for the Los Angeles Rams, I think you take that, and this trade is an A+ if that's the version that you get. Rob, I do want to get your thoughts on this. I'm curious to hear how you feel about this, because you hate giving up draft picks, but this is not a premium pick. This is a cheaper acquisition cost than you and I were discussing yesterday. This is a non-top 100 pick. It's a 5th round pick. It does fill an area of need for the Chiefs and fill an immediate short-term need. I am curious, Mr. You love to hoard picks. They traded a draft pick today for a 32-year-old wide receiver who I'm not sure is going to be on the team next year. How are you feeling today?
I actually am okay today. I'm actually happy today. I think in the open of the show, you laid it out absolutely perfectly, and me and you are mostly on the same page. I feel like if fans put their expectations in order, which there is no reason that expectations should be banana land for DeAndre Hopkins, there is absolutely nothing wrong with this trade. You got a rental that the other team is picking up salary on for basically a 5th, could be a 4th round pick. If he plays the amount of snaps, he makes the Super Bowl, it becomes a 4th. You did not give up a premium asset, you did not break the bank, and you added a player that can help you in the now. That is all the things I wanted the Chiefs to do. The name is sexy, but I think the move signifies this is far more Slayton type. This is far more Deontay Johnson type. And you'll know, leading up to this trade, I said, make a move, but don't do a 2nd rounder for Cooper Kupp. Don't do a 3rd rounder for Amari Cooper. Don't give up premium assets for a rental. The Chiefs checked all those boxes, and I think as fans have their expectations for Hopkins in order, it is a good move, because DeAndre Hopkins, while great last year, was great because of volume. I believe he had 150-plus targets last year. Easy to be great with 150-plus targets.
He's not getting that in Kansas City.
He ain't getting that in Kansas City, and he hadn't been getting that in Tennessee again. And he is a guy who, while he is playing every Sunday, is battling an injury. So he is better than what you have, and he costs very little to get. I'm signing up for both those things. As long as fan expectations are in the Juju Smith-Schuster ballpark, I think me and fans and me and the text line are going to have no issues today. I am happy on the whole with this deal.
Text line 913-586-7965. We're going to have a little time here coming up in just a bit. If you guys want to call in and give us your thoughts on DeAndre Hopkins, you certainly can do so. 913-586-7965. The best thing that I can say about DeAndre Hopkins, at least in regard to the Chiefs, is that he is reliable and dependable. And I don't know if I would use that term to describe any other wide receiver that they have. That is not what Mecole Hardman is. That is not what Xavier Worthy is. That is not what Justin Watson is. You are talking about a guy who on a 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7, you are going to trust to run a crisp route. You are going to trust to make a very difficult catch to move the chains. And they just don't have a lot of guys like that currently in the fold. So in terms of the acquisition cost, I really don't find a lot of ways that you can poke holes in this move. We are talking about a pick that's outside the top 100, a pick that's outside the top 125. You have traded a 5th-round pick that could be a 4th-round pick, but the only way it becomes a 4th-round pick is if you make the Super Bowl, and you certainly would trade a 4th-round pick for a guy who you would guess is going to help you get back to the Super Bowl and do something that literally no team has ever done before. We talk about the three-peat. None of those teams that have won back-to-back have even made it back to the Super Bowl. So you would trade a 4th-round pick for that, and for a team right now that the check engine light is on in that wide receiver room, you got a little bit of help here to get you through for the next 3 to 4 months and could potentially be a difference maker for you down the line. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to head to Nashville and get Zach Bingham thoughts. We can also take your phone calls here, 913-586-7965. There is one thing that I hope that we can officially put to rest regarding this trade. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
All right. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to be joined by Zach Bingham of A to Z Sports in Nashville. We'll get the Titans' perspective on the trade with DeAndre Hopkins. We don't have to spend too much time on this point, but I would like to give you guys my thoughts on it. Now, I hope and I pray to the football gods above us that this is a conversation that we never, ever have again. I never want to hear any of you say that teams in the National Football League don't want to trade with the Kansas City Chiefs. It's just not true. A couple of years ago, the Chiefs lost in the Super Bowl. Pretty embarrassing fashion, I would say. The Chiefs needed a left tackle. They got their left tackle from the Baltimore Ravens, of all teams, a team that is in the AFC. Earlier this year, it was clear that the Chiefs were targeting a wide receiver in the first round of the NFL draft. Where did the wide receiver come from? He came from Buffalo. We are getting close to the NFL trade deadline. You would think that teams, if Kansas City is calling, because I don't think that Tennessee is the team that called. I think the Chiefs are the one that started to put some feelers out there. We are interested in a wide receiver, and they just acquired DeAndre Hopkins. The Titans are paying half of his contract, and they got him for a 5th-round pick. I don't ever, and I mean ever want to hear you guys tell me again that other teams don't want to trade with the Chiefs. Sure. Are there examples? Yes. I could go work at a different radio station. I couldn't go work at 810. That's normal business. So, yes, the Raiders didn't want to trade DeAndre Hopkins to Kansas City, a team in their division that they still have to play 2 more times the rest of the season. Yes, Pittsburgh didn't want to trade a young wide receiver to another team in the AFC. Again, these are standard business practices, but there is no overarching, we're not going to trade fill-in-the-blank player to Kansas City. Anytime over the last 5 years when the Chiefs have needed something, they've went out and got it from a team in the AFC. If there's any team that would say we are never doing business with the Chiefs, it should be Buffalo. That's the team that eliminated Kansas City. They made a trade with the Chiefs. These teams are not worried about that stuff. These teams are in the business of what do we think is in the best interest of our team. And the Tennessee Titans, who are going absolutely nowhere, I mean nowhere, for the rest of the season, they just ate $2.7 million and took a 5th-round pick to go get DeAndre Hopkins. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to continue this conversation anymore. If it eventually the Chiefs are going to make another trade and they're going to miss out on a player the way that we thought they missed out on Amari Cooper. It was not that the Cleveland Browns wouldn't trade Amari Cooper to Kansas City. The Chiefs just weren't willing to pay the cost for Amari Cooper. We can debate on whether or not you think Cooper is the better of the two players. I think that Cooper is the better of the two players. But if the argument is, well, would you rather make this trade at this cost because Amari Cooper went for more than what DeAndre Hopkins went for, or you can go get D-Hop at 30% less cost, which one of those moves would you actually make? I think you can make a pretty strong argument that this is a better trade than the Amari Cooper trade, given the player that you just got back in return and given the compensation up. So the Chiefs did not want Amari Cooper. They did want DeAndre Hopkins. Here's the latest from Ian Rappaport.
Literally forever, it seems like we've been talking about when are the Kansas City Chiefs, who lost Hollywood Brown early in the season, have a need for a big-time playmaker, are not going to have Juju Smith-Schuster this week. When are they going to trade for DeAndre Hopkins? And really, this didn't kick into gear until about midnight Kansas City time. At that point, the Chiefs and the Titans got together, kicked back and forth a couple scenarios, finally figured out a way, maybe shorter to get this done. And the news was out early this morning. It is going to be a conditional fifth-round pick going from Kansas City to the Tennessee Titans. That could be a fourth-round pick based on a series of team and personal conditions. DeAndre Hopkins' salary is also going to be split among these two teams. The Chiefs do not have a ton of salary cap space allotted for these kinds of moves, so the Tennessee Titans are going to eat some of the salary just to facilitate this move and get a little bit of a better draft pick. But for Tennessee, it has not been the season they wanted. I'm not so sure DeAndre Hopkins is unhappy about going from the Titans to the Chiefs, so certainly this makes sense to them. Get rid of the salary and recoup a big-time draft pick for that. And for KC, they are undefeated. They are awesome. We know they still need a little juice on offense, and they have certainly gotten some juice with DeAndre Hopkins, one of the best receivers of his era.
I want to do a very quick exercise with you guys before we're joined by Zach Bingham. I want to play a really quick game where I'm going to read some names to you off of a list. I want to tell you guys every quarterback that DeAndre Hopkins has caught a touchdown pass for. And let me tell you that this brother should be coming in to One Arrowhead Drive, and he should have the biggest smile on his face. Rob, his career started back in 2013. Matt Schaub, you remember Matt Schaub, played for the Atlanta Falcons, played for the Houston Texans. He was a decent quarterback.
Solid player.
Case Keenum, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Brian Hoyer, Ryan Mallett. You remember Ryan Mallett, quarterback from Tennessee?
R.I.P., I think.
I do believe he's passed away. R.I.P. to Ryan Mallett. T.J. Yates, Brandon Whedon, Brock Osweiler, Deshaun Watson. He was not Mr. Nasty Man at this point. He was still Deshaun Watson. He later became Mr. Nasty Man. Tom Savage. That is not a made-up name. That is a true. He caught two touchdown passes from a gentleman named Tom Savage. Didn't he go to like NC State or somewhere? Am I misremembering
Pitt?
TJ Savage?
I think it was Pitt.
One of them random schools. Yeah, one of those random schools. Kyler Murray, Will Levis, Ryan Tannehill. That is the list of quarterbacks that DeAndre Hopkins has caught touchdowns from in his very, very solid and strong career. If there is a wide receiver who should be walking into work, I don't know if he's coming into work today or tomorrow. If there is an individual that should be hop, skipping, and jump, he should be sitting at the front of the class. You should have nothing but undivided attention and focus. How many playoff games do we think DeAndre Hopkins has played in his NFL career? Let me look this up really quickly. How many playoff games do we think he's played for? Because I'm going to guess it ain't been a whole lot in his NFL career.
He's played in six. I bet you more than think because the Texans were an auto win in the South for a while.
Okay, he's played in six since 2013. It ain't a whole lot of games. Six. That's not a lot. That's a postseason and a half for the Kansas City Chiefs. He has never made it past the second round. If there is a wide receiver, the same way that we talk about Kareem Hunt, and I understand the circumstances are very, very different, but follow me here. If there is somebody who should be coming in here with a little extra burst, a little extra juice, a little something to prove, wouldn't you think it's DeAndre Hopkins? You've never had a filet mignon. You've never had a ribeye steak before. You've been eating Salisbury steak your entire NFL career. Now you get to have a nice meal for the first time. A nice meal, sit down, have a nice cocktail at a fancy restaurant. You should be excited to come in here and ball out, DeAndre Hopkins. You should be on your absolute best behavior. You should be staying over at Patrick Mahomes' house. I know they got a couple extra guest rooms. You should be Antonio Brown to Patrick Mahomes' Tom Brady. You need to be staying over there. You need to have a little bunk bed. You and Bronze, y'all need to share a room. You need to be soaking up all the Patrick Mahomes knowledge over the course of the next couple of weeks. You got a chance to play in a Super Bowl finally after you've been in the league since 2013 and you've caught touchdown passes from Tom Savage and TJ Yates. DeAndre Hopkins should come in here motivated and rejuvenated by this trade. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to head to Tennessee to be joined by Zach Bingham of A to Z Sports. We'll get the Titans' perspective on the move that sends D-Hop to Kansas City. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.